Ain't gonna have one anyway, Croaker. He's done got what he wanted right there. Shifter or no shifter, you're on your own as soon as he finishes her off. He was right, and chances were damned good Shifter would stop being Lady's faithful old dog, too. If there was any getting him, this was the time. The combatants went on for maybe 15 minutes, shredding each other. I got the impression things were not going as easy as Shifter had hoped. Bringer was putting up a damned good fight. But he won. Sort of. She stopped resisting. He lay panting, unable to move. She'd locked her limbs around him. He bled from 100 small wounds. He cursed softly, and I thought I heard him damning someone for helping her, heard him threatening to get someone next. "You got any special use for him now?" I asked Lady. "I don't know how much you knew. I don't care now. But you better think about what he's going to have on his mind now he don't need you and me for a stalking horse anymore." She shook her head slowly. Something slid over the edge of the parapet behind her. Another, smaller Forvalaka. I thought we were in big trouble, but Shifter's apprentice made a tactical error. She began to shift forms. She finished just in time to shriek, "No!" at One Eye. One Eye had made him a club out of something, and with two quick and heroic swings, he bashed Stormbringer and Shapeshifter into complete unconsciousness. They had weakened one another that much. Shifter's companion flew at him. Mergen tripped her by tangling her feet with the head of the lance he carried. He cut her. Blood got all over the standard. She screamed like she was trapped in hell's agony. I recognized her then. She had done a lot of yelling the last time I'd seen her, so long ago. Sometime during the excitement, a whole herd of crows had gathered on the Merlins, out of the way. They started laughing. Everybody jumped on the woman before she could do anything. Goblin did some kind of swift magical bind that left her unable to do anything but wiggle her eyes. One Eye looked at me and said, "You got any suture with you, Croaker? I got a needle, but I don't think I got enough thread." "What?" "Some. I always carried some medical odds and ends." "Gimme." I gave him. He whacked Shifter and Bringer again. "Just to make sure they're out. They don't got no special powers when they're out." He squatted down and started sewing their mouths shut. He finished Shifter, said, "Get him stripped. Whack him if he stirs." What the hell? It got gruesome, then more gruesome. "What the hell you doing?" I demanded. The crows were having a party. "Sewing all the holes shut, so the devils don't get out." "What?" Maybe it made sense to him. It didn't to me. "Old trick for getting rid of evil witch doctors back home." When he finished with the orifices, he sewed fingers and toes together. "Put them in a sack with 100 pounds of rocks and throw them in the river." Lady said, "You'll have to burn them and grind what's left into powder and scatter the powder on the wind." One Eye looked at her for 10 seconds. "You mean I done all this work for nothing?" "No, it'll help. You don't want them getting excited while you're roasting them." I gave her a startled look. That was not like her. I turned to Mergen. "You want to get that standard up?" One Eye stirred Shifter's apprentice with a toe. "What about this one? Think I should take care of her, too?" "She hasn't..."